Okay, episode 884, and you already look annoyed. Your read is this post sells a serving win like it settled the whole speed versus quality argument.
Yeah, because that's basically what it's doing. The central claim is not just that Sol got faster. It's that Cerebras and OpenAI erased the trade-off, and I don't think the evidence here earns that sentence.
Right.
They show up to 750 output tokens per second, which is real and kind of wild.
But then they jump from that to without any quality compromise, and now agents can sit on the critical path, as if those are already proven. And those are much bigger claims.
Sure.
Even the benchmark setup is narrower than the headline. The humanities last exam bit is basically, we ran all 2,500 questions with GPT-5.6 Sol Ultrafast plus Codex on X-High reasoning, and it finished in 11 hours and 11 minutes, while Claude Fable 5 with Claude Code took 78 hours and 27 minutes. That's an end-to-end wall clock comparison. Useful, yes.
I mean, come on, Ava. Not everything has to be a theorem to matter. If you're a product team and your strong motto goes from go make lunch to still in the conversation, that changes what you build.
Mm-hmm.
That's the actual argument I buy here, not the chest thumping around frontier of human knowledge in a single workday. That line is doing a lot. But if Sol quality output now comes back fast enough that a researcher, lawyer, or engineer doesn't context switch away, that's a real user behavior threshold.
Okay, that's fair, but you are doing your classic thing where a plausible product threshold becomes an adopted market. We do not know price, we do not know queuing behavior under load. We do not know if 750 tokens per second holds once everybody piles in.
Oh, that's good.
No, seriously. Limited preview is doing work here. Select customers. Access expands over time. That is not the same as the OpenAI API now has real-time frontier inference for everyone. It's an early lane. Not a settled tier.
Yeah, no, you're completely right on that. The practical buyer still has to ask the boring questions. Who gets it? What does it cost? And does it stay fast in the ugly middle of an agent loop instead of a clean benchmark run?
Exactly.
And honestly, this is such an exploring next pattern. We start at wafer scale glamour, and 5 minutes later, we're back to premium branded clipboard questions like capacity planning and receipts.
You're kidding.
No, admit it. Every week the industry invents a new cathedral and you drag me back to the admin console.
Because the admin console is where products go to either live or quietly die. Also, you love it there now. You've become weirdly sincere about governance infrastructure.
That is slanderously accurate.
On the technical side, though, I actually think the mechanism story is the strongest part of the post. The data movement explanation is coherent. Their pitch is that GPU inference on huge models gets bottlenecked by moving weights on and off chip. And Cerebras avoids a lot of that by keeping 44 gigabytes of SRAM on a wafer-sized chip so weights stay on chip and tokens pipeline across wafers.
Oh, interesting.
That fits our usual rule. Mechanism is real. Execution is the question. I buy that a different memory architecture can buy a serving speed edge. I do not buy that one benchmark pair and a GDP val speed up automatically means no quality degradation across all the messy tasks people will try.
The GDP-val bit did catch my eye, though. They say a 5.6 times end-to-end speed up on economically valuable knowledge work tasks with no quality drop. And that at least aims closer to actual work than raw token bragging.
Right, right. But even there, it's Cerebras benchmarking Sol Standard versus Sol Ultrafast inside Codex on medium reasoning. That's better than cross-vendor theater, because at least it's the same base model. Still, it's one internal eval frame. I'd want wider task mix, variance, and some ugly failures before I start saying the trade-off is dead.
My honest take is simpler. The people who should care are teams already paying for Sol, because output quality matters. And where minutes actually cost money. Legal drafting, finance, engineering reports, outage response, maybe security triage. If you're just vibing in a chat box, this is cool, but not life-changing.
Yeah, and this also lands right on that thing we've been saying since November. Inference optimization is the bridge between great demo and shippable product. A trained model is fixed enough. How you serve it is where the economics get negotiated.
So we end up in the annoyingly calibrated middle again. Real serving breakthrough, real strategic signal for OpenAI that Sol can occupy the premium fast lane, and still a very partial proof.
That's my read. If pricing shows up and it's not absurd, then I get more interested fast. If it's just a prestige preview with nice charts, ask me in a month.
All right, you keep your skepticism. I'll keep my extremely responsible excitement, and if this turns into another fancy way of selling faster waiting, I expect you to be unbearable about it.